AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. One of two inmates slated for execution tonight in Arkansas has been put to death. Jack Jones, convicted of raping and killing a mother in 1996, and another woman in Florida, had said that he was ready to die. A second inmate, Marcel Williams, still has an appeal pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. Our Rita Foley explains this series of executions.
Arkansas had planned to execute eight inmates in all before its supply of an injection drug expires at the end of April. But it ran into court challenges and a battle with drug makers.
The Korean Peninsula is on high alert with fears that North Korea might mark a military anniversary by firing a missile. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley tells NBC's Today show the U.S. would respond to aggression.
If you see him attack a military base, if you see some sort of intercontinental ballistic missile, then obviously we're going to do that. But right now we're saying don't test, don't use nuclear missiles.
China is urging restraint by all parties. Top Democrats say the president sticking in a budget item for paying for a border wall with Mexico is holding up negotiations on a catch-all spending bill. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Mexico will reimburse the funding.
In order to get the ball rolling on border security and the wall, that he was going to have to use the current appropriations process, but he would make sure that that promise would be kept as far as the payment of it.
The government runs out of money Saturday, so the crunch is on to pass a spending bill. Police in Georgia say four teenage boys were killed and a girl was injured. Their SUV collided with a tractor trailer in Fulton County. Caitlyn Jenner talks about her transition from male to female.
I can't really speak for the community. I can do things and learn as I learn to try to help the community, but I'm only an expert on my own experience.
She's promoting her book, The Secrets of My Life. Stocks rallied today on news of the French election. This is AP Radio News. Workers have begun removing a 600-year-old white oak tree in New Jersey. It is believed to be the oldest in the nation. The Reverend Dennis Jones at Basking Ridge Presbyterian Church explains the tree's history.
Legend tells us that George Washington, during the American Revolution, camped out here with his troops as they were moving from one location to another, spent some time here. Famous preacher George Whitefield, during the Great Awakening, legend has it, did a revival meeting and preached to over 3,000 people, all gathered underneath this tree.
President Trump is going to sign executive orders this week aimed at expanding offshore drilling and reviewing national monument designations made by President Obama, which could change the environmental landscape. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.